Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Father's Day. And I am your host, Alex Jones, very honored and blessed to be here with you tonight. And I'm not a big fan of Hallmark holidays. They invented Father's Day, they invented Mother's Day, but at the same time, it's a good thing they invented it. They were looking for new holidays to sell products on, cards and things like that, but we should celebrate mothers and fathers. Especially when they are under such incredible attack. Well, I was thinking I don't like kind of Hollywood corporate holidays is what I meant to say. I guess that would be something like Halloween, which was not celebrated until the 50s in this country and overshadows Christian and Catholic holidays of All Saints' Eve and remembering those that have passed in your family lineage, similar to the Day of the Dead. Celebrated in Mexico is about remembering your ancestors, not celebrating ghouls and goblins. But people can do whatever they want. The point is that that's how they turned Christmas from Jesus into Santa Claus and then Easter into an Easter bunny with candy eggs. They know exactly what they're doing. But in the case of Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's a good, healthy holiday, just like my favorite holiday, it's Thanksgiving. It's about family and getting together and being thankful to God. Not that I'm perfect. I just don't like these fake corporate holidays. But I've kind of digressed. What I really don't like is the puppet president that clearly stole the election, Joe Biden, who couldn't get 50 people to a rally and hid in the basement during the campaign. And now he's come out in the last few days and spoken against the Second Amendment. And for those that are not gun owners or don't know basic stuff, a gun brace does not make a higher caliber go out the barrel. You can only shoot the caliber in a gun that the barrel's made for, or it'll blow up on you. So that's just it's just made up there, and well, everything else he says is a lie, too. Here he is in his normal bumbling fashion.
Because a federally licensed gun dealer is required by law to run background checks on those he's selling a weapon to. And in most cities down in Philadelphia and New York, areas I know well, like up here, you'd see a truck pull up, pull to the curb, and selling weapons, selling guns, selling AR-15, selling weapons. Well, guess what? You do that now, you go to jail. It made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Make some more. You can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Completely out of his mind. Of course, the only time we've seen trucks pull up and hand guns out is Fast and Furious and Eric Holder and the Obama Justice Department. That got confirmed. So I guess there are trucks pulling up, handing out guns in Mexico from the ATF so they can trace back to the U.S. so they can blame the Second Amendment. But not to be outdone, here he is with Fetterman. Fetterman introducing him, and then Fetterman, again, just hear it for yourself.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick. Fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Earlier today, some comments about the tragic accident in 995, and if you want
to... Here, let's just stop there. It just goes on and on. It's the horrible gift that just keeps on giving. I'm going to start referring to O'Biden as the collapsed bridge, though. I'm standing here next to the collapsed bridge. That's just a metaphor for our collapsing country. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's Sunday, June 18th, 2023. Wow.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Father's Day.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, that's an important holiday. It's a modern holiday invented by Madison Avenue. It's a way to sell people gift cards for Hallmark, but I like it. It's a lot better than all the anti-human globalist holidays that are forced on us now with these leftist bullies trying to invade every facet of our lives and make us join their dehumanized depopulation cult. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Then the great Owen Schroyer is coming in for Sunday Night Live. It's always an amazing transmission as well. Okay, I've got to play this. And it's getting so insane that I don't know what to even say at this point. But every time Biden talks, he sounds like he's a gibbering, lobotomized gerbil. And then Fetterman, who they have to keep months in the hospital every time before they roll him out for just a day or two, is up there basically in a bathrobe or in a jumpsuit and is even more brain damaged than Biden. And this is just emblematic of the establishment wanting to put completely brain damaged puppets in who will follow any orders they're given. People think, oh, this is just a mistake. No, they had Herman Van Rompuy as the head of the EU for 10 years. Didn't know his name, could hardly walk, completely drunk by noon every day. I mean, he ran the EU for over 10 years. And the last few years, he couldn't even talk. They'd have to hold him up at events. They'd have world leaders next to him holding him up at the podium. He'd be like, women, I like women. So the globalists have done this to put these puppets in so they get all the blame while the actual controllers are in the background, deindustrializing society, consolidating control, building a breakaway civilization we're talking a lot about here tonight. But here's a clip of Biden saying that a gun brace makes a gun a higher caliber and makes it shoot a bigger bullet. If you believe that, you believe the moon is made of cheese, and again, the Easter Bunny is a real thing, and so is the Tooth Fairy. And then we'll just segue right into Fetterman 2 days ago introducing Biden at the bridge collapse.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick. Fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the dual law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across America getting rebuilt.
By the way, the full speech is up there. It was like a 10-minute event. They're both gibbering morons the entire time. But who's not a gibbering moron is the mighty media analyst, Mark Dice, who really broke down the incredible developments in the last few days with the Dodgers. So here's that report. We'll go to break and be right back.
Last night, thousands of protesters gathered outside of Dodger Stadium to protest the team, re-inviting the nun-themed drag queen group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, after they were initially invited. Then there was some backlash, and then the invitation was rescinded, and then the LA Dodgers apologized for the terrible homophobia, drag queen phobia, of not allowing a blasphemous group of Satanists to come and be celebrated and given an award. And so, to the Catholics and Christians' credit up there in Los Angeles, thousands of them descended upon the stadium to make their voices heard. It even stunned the local news, KTLA, who couldn't believe that Christians are finally getting some guts.
We've seen this grow since 3 o'clock, but my goodness.
Yeah, the protests are in response to one of tonight's honorees, the group known as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Rachel, we saw you an hour ago, and the crowd has grown exponentially.
They say that the sisters, they feel as though the sisters are mocking Catholicism and its leaders. If you take a look here behind us, you can see some of the protests. They are in a parking lot right outside of the stadium.
Look at
and
that.
And we also have a view from Sky 5 up ahead to give you a bird's eye view of this large gathering. There have been several speakers, music and prayer, and I'm told eventually a peaceful procession that close to 1,000 people in total will be gathering here from a number of different Catholic organizations.
Well, it's about time. In fact, it's long overdue. And in attempts to try to appease both the LGBT mafia and the Catholic community and the protesters, the Dodgers decided not to award the satanic drag queen nun group their award during the game, and instead did it hours earlier when, as you can see, there was basically nobody there. This video was shot by the great Savannah Hernandez. She's that feisty little Latina who works for Turning Point USA, who used to work for InfoWars. But a lot of people are getting the wrong impression, thinking that this was the actual game and that everybody boycotted it and nobody showed up. But that's not the case. But they did, like I said, give them the award hours earlier, because if they would have done this during the actual game, these drag clowns would have been booed off the field. This is a shot she took during the actual game, so I don't know what the usual attendance is there in Dodger Stadium, but looks a little bit sparse to me. Of course, the LA Dodgers and, well, literally nobody on planet Earth would invite a group of drag queens to come and perform dressed up as the Prophet Muhammad, because that would be Islamophobic, and they wouldn't want to offend the Muslims, and they also know that it would literally turn into a terrible tragedy. Just like the Draw Muhammad contest back in 2015, when some idiots in Texas had a Draw Muhammad contest, and then two gunmen, Muslim gunmen, showed up and opened fire. And everybody knows that if any organization, let alone a major sports team, were to invite some drag queens who dressed up as Jewish rabbis, then the ADL would have that shut down immediately, and whoever organized it would be fired, and the team would be literally begging for forgiveness. But most Christian churches in America, and Christians in general over the last decade, have become complete cowards, afraid of being called homophobes for simply saying that people's sexual behaviors belong in the bedroom, not in a sports stadium, and definitely not in schools or classrooms. But the Christians who God would not spit out of his mouth for being lukewarm are finally having an effect. Major League Baseball actually told the players not to wear any LGBT rainbows on their jerseys during Pride nights because, well, they know now that there's going to be a massive backlash against those players. These kids at a Catholic school in Canada have finally had enough.
But messages like this were quickly drowned out by the noise of a rowdy crowd. Students tearing through Pride posters and dancing on Pride flags.
It's rude, and they're throwing water everywhere. They're looking at us. They're judging us. Shouldn't be like that. You're out for a reason.
Rambunctious teens then turned violent, throwing pride bracelets and other random objects on the road and at people.
One kid threw something at my head, and then in response to that, everyone started cheering. There was like a group of guys, and they were more like harassing us than supporting us.
Hey, and if you missed my video yesterday, go and check it out. I'll try to remember to leave a link in the description below, because kids in American schools, in high schools, and in middle schools are also fed up and finally revolting. Also, on Thursday in Las Vegas, the U.S.-Mexico men's soccer match was canceled in the middle of the game because the Mexican fans kept chanting certain words that hurt the LGBTQ people's feelings at the American players. So, obviously, they're not fans of Pride Night either. Meanwhile, Joe Biden doesn't know what the heck is going on anywhere. This is how he wrapped up his speech on Friday, talking about gun control.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
He doesn't even know which way to go. Yes, this way, sir. I'm praying that God save Donald Trump.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. during extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we are back on this Father's Day Sunday live transmission. Mark Dice is a hard guy to get on. He just says, look, love the show, Alex, but why don't you just air my report sometimes? And I'm like, well, absolutely. I mean, he's the best when it comes to breaking down what's happening. So to bookend it with what he just covered with the situation with the Dodgers, here's just a snapshot of the revolt in schools in Canada and the U.S. Against the sexualization and brainwashing of the children. Then we'll come back after this segment and get into so much more. Dealing with the poison shots on our children, RFK, Joe Rogan, and a lot more. But here's Mark Dice.
It turns out that we're not the only ones sick and tired of the systemic anti-whiteism in America, and a certain group of people always sticking their private business in everyone's face every chance they get during the month of June, their fetish pride month, because kids now across the country are starting to revolt in high schools and middle schools, which also means the liberal media is extremely upset about this mass awakening. Here's MSNBC yesterday.
This is Jamal. Jamal is a boy who lives in a poor neighborhood. He has a friend named Kevin, who lives in a wealthy neighborhood. All of Jamal's neighbors are African American, and all of Kevin's neighbors are white.
That video about systemic racism was part of an assignment that a high school teacher in South Carolina named Mary Wood that she gave to her AP language class back in February. The video was supposed to prepare students for a writing assignment based on Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, an award-winning, best-selling memoir that details America's complicated racial past and its present. But Mary Wood's students never got to finish reading that book. Her school's administration stepped in and ordered her to stop teaching it in class after complaints from two students about the video you just saw.
Actually, lady, you only played a 15-second clip of a 4-minute video, which, as usual, blames white people for all of black people's problems. And it sounds like the kids are tired of the systemic anti-whiteism, and so they finally stood up and said something about it. But please, cry more.
Last year, South Carolina state lawmakers passed a rule in the state budget that makes it illegal to use state money to teach any ideas related to race, including that an individual, by virtue of his race or sex, is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, and ideas that cause an individual to feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his race.
In other words, they banned critical race theory, which is really a deceptive term that most conservatives still use when they really are talking about and should be using the term anti-whiteism. But to help everybody transition to the proper terminology, I would define critical race theory as a scholarly-sounding cultural Marxist term used to disguise anti-whiteism, which promotes the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is woven into the fabric of America and remains at the heart of the legal system, schools and universities, corporate institutions, and culture in general, often used by black people to project blame onto white people for all the problems and shortcomings they themselves are responsible for and experience. Oh, there's plenty more to come in this video, so stay tuned. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to get information and analysis like this anywhere else.
If that language sounds familiar, it is because it's almost an exact replica of language in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's Stop Woke Act.
Good.
And thanks to the emails those two students sent to a member of their school board, we know just how uncomfortable these students were. One email reads in part, "Hearing the teacher's opinion and watching these videos made me feel uncomfortable. I actually felt ashamed to be Caucasian. I understand an AP language where we are learning to develop an argument and have evidence to support it. Yet this topic is too heavy to discuss."
Well, kid, I'm glad you sent that email to the school board member, and it's great that it resulted in the assignment getting pulled, but next time you have to come from a place of strength. It's not that it's too heavy to discuss. Use linguistic judo and use their terminology against them and say, this is anti-whiteism. This is prejudice against white people or hostility toward, hatred of, stemming from envy or bigotry, and it needs to stop.
The students send their complaints not to the teacher, but to a sympathetic school board member who was instrumental in escalating the matter.
Smart.
That board member, Elizabeth Bernhardt, ran for and won her seat with an endorsement from the Lexington County chapter of Moms for Liberty. And Moms for Liberty is
a fantastic organization which has been deemed a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So you know they're cool. Also this week at a high school in Huntington Beach, California, a math teacher tried to force the students to watch this LGBTQ fetish propaganda video. And so the kids started booing and asking the teacher why they're trying to groom the kids.
Why are you starting with the kids?
Hey, I'll warn you guys now, if you're going to be inappropriate, I will have supervision down and give all of you a Saturday school for next year. So knock it off.
Okay.
Threatening them with a Saturday detention if they didn't participate in her sexual fantasies. And at a middle school, I think in Boston, kids did the right thing, and the school is freaking out so bad that it made the local news.
Parents angry at town hall over intolerance at Marshall Simons Middle School. Kids were asked to wear rainbow clothes in honor of Pride Spirit Day, but some organized a counter-protest wearing red, white, and blue or black. The principal sharing a statement to families that Pride posters were ripped down, stickers ripped up. Some students chanted, USA are my pronouns, and students showing Pride were intimidated.
It was an unruly disruption. In fact.
These kids remind me of me. When I was in middle school in the late 80s and early 90s, if a teacher put up a fetish flag in the classroom, we'd have torn it down immediately when they're out in the hall in between classes, and nobody would have narked. And if they put one up again, it would have gotten torn down again, and we would have poured glue in their desk drawers. We would have filled their desk full of notes with things you're not allowed to say on social media. We wouldn't have even needed the parents to get involved. We would have drove them out of town ourselves. So, bravo, kids. And this is exactly why we need to take over the school boards across the country. Because this is a school board in Oregon, and this is what they did 2 years ago.
The BLM and LGBTQ ideology and curricula are shattering the innocence of children, promoting racial divide, and negatively impacting the lives of our kids forever.
School board director and vice chair Brian Shannon shares that sentiment. In fact, he went so far as to ask his fellow board members to not only ban Black Lives Matter and Pride flags and signs from district buildings, but also ban teachers from wearing BLM and Pride clothing while at work.
The main goal of this is to get political symbols and divisive symbols out of our schools so we can focus on the already difficult task of educating our students in the core subjects.
In the end, the board voted 4-3 in favor of a ban.
See what can happen when normal people take over the school board, and it almost didn't happen. That was a close vote, so be sure to get on one. And while most Christians in America are cowards, who aren't even really Christians, they're just cultural Christians, they've never even read the Bible or the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Muslims, on the other hand, have guts, and they don't care if people call them mean names like homophobes. And so an all-Muslim city council in a city in Michigan, which they obviously took over, they just voted to ban all LGBTQ fetish flags from government property. This is how the Muslim children in Canada are being taught to properly respond to the queer cultural insurrection up in their country. And this is what a godless country we've become. This is a clip from Jeopardy, whose contestants are touted as the most intelligent people in the country, who could spout countless useless facts, but don't know this.
Matthew 6:9 says, Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
Yes, also known as...
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by Father a Dentist at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Curl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't, and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so there's a biological, chemical, electromagnetic, radiological attack on our cells, on our population, on our fertility, taking place on record right now. And someone that's been exposing the vaccines almost as long as I have is Robert Kennedy Jr. And he is the front runner now in major polls. Against the puppet Biden. They are in complete, absolute panic mode right now in the establishment. Obviously, the big Joe Rogan interview, we covered it Friday. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's amazing. But here's what he breaks down. And these numbers are very conservative. It's actually worse than this in other countries like South Korea with even higher vaccine rates. Childhood vaccines, 1983, children took 10. In 2013, they took 32. In 2022, they took 74. Now, overhead shot. Here's the autism rates. In 1983, it was 1 in 10,000. 2013, it was 1 in 88. 2022, it was 1 in 36. 2025, it was 1 in 2. All right, set up a spectrum. Now, it's not just the shots. It's the pesticides. He also gets into that. And it's dead on. But they know what they're doing. So here he is on Joe Rogan laying this out.
And the pesticide industry, but not by the pharma, because it doesn't regulate pharma. So it actually did a real science, and it said 1989 is the year the epidemic began. It's a red line. And 1989 was the year the vaccine schedule exploded. That doesn't mean that's a correlation. It does not mean causation. But it is something that should be looked at. So, and the NIH decided to look at it because women were saying it was the vaccine. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again, women were coming with the same story. I had a perfectly healthy two-year-old, exceeded all my his milestones. I gave them on their second birthday, 18th month wellness visit, the full battery of six or eight vaccines, and that child spikes a fever that night, has a seizure, and over the next 3 months loses their language, loses their capacity to make eye contact, to finger point, social interactions and languages disappear. And it happened so many times that NIH was saying, we got to look to see if it's the vaccine. And CDC was. So CDC hired a Belgian epidemiologist named Thomas Verstraeten. And they opened up the Vaccine Safety Data Link, which is the biggest database for vaccines, for HMOs. All the top 10 HMOs have all their records in there. So they have all your vaccination records and all your health claims. So you can do these kind of cluster analyses. And Verstraeten went in there and he looked at one thing. He looked at children who got the hepatitis B vaccine within their first month of life and compared those health outcomes in children who did not. In other words, children who got it after 30 days or didn't get it at all. That was the second cohort. And what he found in his first run through the data is there was an 1,135% greater or elevated risk for an autism diagnosis among the kids who had gotten it in their first 30 days. At that point, they knew what caused the autism epidemic. Because a relative risk, it's called a relative risk of 11.35. A relative risk of 2 is considered proof of causation, as long as there's biological plausibility. The relative risk of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years and getting lung cancer is 10. This was 11.35. So there was a panic throughout the industry. This, you know, as people heard about this study, CDC wanted to do a meeting with all of the big panjerums of the industry. But they didn't want to do it on CDC campus because then they thought it would be subject to a Freedom of Information law request. They wanted to do it, just keep it secret. So they found this retreat center, a Methodist retreat center in Norcross, Georgia, called Simpsonwood, and they assembled, I think there was 72 people there, and they were from the WHO, CDC, NIH, FDA, and all the vaccine companies, and all the big academics, the people who basically develop vaccines in the academic institutions, and they were all there. And they spend the first day, they give them all a copy of the first Verstraeten study, but they have to give it all back because they don't want it out there. And then they have a day of talking about it where they're all saying, holy cow, this is real. And, you know, the lawyers are going to come after us. This, we're all in trouble. And then they spend the second day talking about how to hide it. And
how do you know this?
Because somebody made a recording of it. And I got a hold of the transcripts. And I published excerpts from those transcripts in Rolling Stone. And anybody can go and read these now on our website. It's called Simpsonwood. And you can read through the whole thing, or you can read my Rolling Stone article.
And that's just a five-minute clip from the fascinating interview with RFK Jr. and Joe Rogan. The full thing's up, as I said, on InfoWars.com. Now, I want to go to another Mark Dice clip. We're getting to a lot of Mark Dice today. He did a really good job. In fact, the best job I've seen, better than myself, better than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in just about 16 minutes, laying out what's really going on with the project to sterilize us and manipulate our hormone systems with these chemicals in the food and water. And yes, it's premeditated, and yes, it's a larger plan. I'm going to come back next hour with the information covering that. But thank God the world is finally figuring this out. So we're going to post the full Mark Dice video on InfoWars.com. In fact, it's already up there, so you can share it. But here it is for you right now. We're going to skip this network break so you can share this and see this. Mark Dice, Alex Jones was right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes stunning revelation that will rock the media. He predicted this 6 days ago. It did indeed happen. Here it is.
So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as a Democrat, of course, against Joe Biden, and is doing interviews with outlets that will dare platform him, since the mainstream media is either ignoring him or attacking him. Not just because he's opposing Joe Biden, but for his long-time dedication to educating people about some of the dangers about vaccines that you're not supposed to talk about. And last week, he did an interview with psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson, who, by the way, appears to have endorsed Mike Pence, saying a Pence presidency would restore some normalcy. That could be a relief. That's a whole other issue. Maybe just stay out of politics, doctor. But he did this interview with Robert F. Kennedy, and he was talking about how he believes that one of the problems that the children are facing today is they've been freaked out by climate change alarmism and this apocalyptic talk about the end of the world from climate change. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s response was absolutely stunning. I'll play the clip in just a moment. It's just now starting to go viral, and when the mainstream media catches wind of it, they're going to attack him for it for numerous reasons, one of which being that he basically just confirmed that Alex Jones was right again about, well, just listen.
I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated that how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing, that, you know, that these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will feminize every frog in there, and 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females, able to produce viable eggs. And if it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well. So, and, you know, I'm happy to talk about that later, but I don't think blaming this epidemic of depression on this bear on people who are, you know, fanning fears of climate I think that's oversimplistic.
Now, where have I heard that before? Oh, that's right, from Alex Jones in that viral clip from, I think, 2016, which his critics were just too dumb to understand.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap.
What he's talking about there is atrazine, which, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, has been found to make the frogs transgender. And this is not from InfoWars.com. This is Berkeley News. The pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love of it, it wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It also could have something to do with people who are molested as children. Also, that changes and alters their gender identity and their sexuality in many cases as well. But Dr. Deborah So talks about the horrifying implications for the medical industry because they're not going to be able to admit if that's the cause, that that is the cause, or that it should be stopped or prevented, or that there should be a cure found for it because you're not allowed to say that transgender people or gay people have anything wrong with them. You're only supposed to equate their orientation or their identity being something along the lines of somebody who is right-handed or left-handed. But obviously there's a huge difference between a dominant hand that somebody chooses or is, you know, maybe not even chooses, but writes with or throws with, versus people feeling that they're born in the wrong body or sticking things into body orifices that they clearly weren't designed for. And guess who was warning about all this probably, I don't know, 15 years ago?
I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. But you'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. And they know that they have immersed us in this, Bob. For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. Because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together a garden of roses or something. You're ready to put lipstick on. Look at this.
Now, in the last 10 years, a lot of people have become aware of the dangers of bisphenol A, BPA. And so a lot of food packaging has taken it out. But here's an article from back in 2011. Eating canned soup makes BPA levels soar. This from 2009. BPA dangers in your pantry? Consumer Reports finds potentially hazardous chemicals in several canned goods. And there was some in juice boxes. Nestle defended the levels of BPA in their juicy juice boxes, saying that they're below federal guidelines, but the lining, which has a BPA component, helps protect the nutrient levels in the juice and helps maintain overall product quality. So, well, it looks like Alex Jones was right again. But just because it's been taken out of a lot of food packaging recently or in the last decade doesn't mean that the damage hasn't already been done or that it's not seeping into women and men through other means. You might even notice on some of the food packaging, actually, it'll say BPA-free because they know that so many people caught on to it, just like they'll be labeled high fructose corn syrup free, you know, no GMO. So I have seen food packaging that says no BPA. But this is a report just from last month. Worrisome BPA levels found in sportswear by Nike, Adidas, Patagonia, and more. Because, well, a lot of the sports gear is made from synthetic fibers because it doesn't absorb the moisture like cotton does. And it helps, you know, wick it away. The Centers for Environmental Health have sent legal notices to 8 active sportswear brands after finding high levels of BPA in their clothing, a chemical that experts have found could potentially increase blood pressure, the risk of cardiovascular disease, and cause infertility and other birth defects to the fetus. I'm sure that it's just a minute amount seeping into people's bodies, though. No cause for alarm, right? Oh, wait, what's this? The Centers for Environmental Health announced that they initiated legal action against 8 active sportswear brands after they found the brands had more than 40 times the legal limit of BPA in their clothes. Last year, Tucker Carlson made a comment about chemicals in the food turning kids trans, and he was, of course, attacked as being transphobic for that. And here's the Daily Beast, an online waste of cyberspace, compared to Alex Jones. Tucker's new Alex Jones idea, chemicals in the milk that turn the kids trans. And very soon, if not today, then definitely later this week, the mainstream media is going to be comparing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to Alex Jones as well for daring to point out the evidence that atrazine and other endocrine disruptors may be causing this gender dysphoria epidemic. So far on Google News, there is only one article that is mentioning RFK Jr. talking about atrazine, and that's from PJ Media, which is an independent outlet. And the headline is, RFK goes where few tread, vindicates the Alex Jones gay frogs conspiracy theory. So very soon they're going to be saying that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is as crazy as Alex Jones and condemn him for daring to say that there's anything wrong with the amazing transgender epidemic, that they should only be celebrated, and anybody who would dare suggest that they're born with a birth defect or that there's some mass poisoning going on due to endocrine disruptors being in the drinking water or in the food packaging or in the clothing, those people are horrible transphobes. Now, I have not heard Matt Walsh, who is basically the biggest anti-transgender activist out there, who I have a lot of respect for. His film, What is Woman? Absolutely fantastic. But I have not heard him talk about the INAH region of the brain or these chemicals, the endocrine disruptors possibly causing abnormal estrogen levels in the womb and feminizing the brains of young boys and causing this. I could be wrong. I just haven't seen him talking about these issues. Let me know in the comments below if this is an issue that he has addressed, because instead of just talking about the problem, we should really start talking about the cause. Instead of just the symptoms, talk about the cause. And if there's anybody who's in a position to raise enough awareness about this in the medical community to actually get some scientists to start doing some serious investigations into this, it's Matt Walsh. But again, that's an area of inquiry that you're really not allowed to go down as a talk show host or as a scientist. A couple of the scientists have, like I said, that's covered at the end of Dr. Debra Soh's book, The End of Gender, but you're only supposed to say that whatever is causing it, it's great. It's an amazing evolution of mankind, and you can't dare say that there's anything abnormal about it or that it should be prevented or cured. But I got one more point for you to ponder before we wrap this up. This is from 2015 when Bruce Jenner was first transitioning into Caitlyn. And Bruce Jenner's sexual preference uncertain after cross-sex hormone therapy. Well, what does that mean, you ask? Bruce Jenner, who has been married 3 times and produced 6 children, could become attracted to men after a powerful element of his transition into a woman takes hold. This according to medical experts and members of the transgender community. TMZ has spent several days surveying medical experts who tell us Bruce is in the middle of cross-hormone sex therapy, which involves heavy doses of estrogen. The estrogen drives down levels of testosterone, and the brain feminizes. In the vernacular, he begins to think like a woman. Several prominent doctors in the field tell us the hormones often change sexual preference, not gender identity, big difference, sexual preference. One leader in the transgender community tells TMZ, she says, based on 300 transgenders in various countries, 1/3 of them retained their sexual preference. 1/3 identified themselves as bisexual, and 1/3 changed their sexual preference. So if giving cross-hormone therapy, if giving estrogen to men, can actually cause them to change their sexual preference for the sex that they are attracted to, then why aren't we actually just giving testosterone to transgender boys and men who think that they feel like a woman in order to boost their testosterone levels instead of actually give them cross hormones to then alter their physical appearance and feminize the brain? Aren't they really just suffering from a lack of testosterone? Is it possible that the transgender movement put the cart before the horse and is looking at this entire issue from the completely wrong perspective? Instead of operating on people's bodies, trying to change their body to match their brain, couldn't hormone therapy alter the brain so that it then matches the body that they were born with? You're not supposed to talk about these things, which sadly is a large part of the problem. Whoops. I guess you're not even supposed to call it a problem. The issue. I meant the issue.
I'm watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome.
This guy is like,
they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You wanted Trump! You wanted Trump!
Oh, we did.
Who in the president? You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.